No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's second matchups episode. This one on the offense. As always, I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, interesting discussing the defense. We had some similar topics in this, which we don't try and abort when we have the same topics. We talk through it, and we have a fair amount of overlap in them. But we definitely both felt like needing to stop the Bengals' run game was more important in a poor weather game this time.
Yep, and I think that our defensive show was really good. I think we have a good offensive show showing up this week. I think if you want to go back to the defensive show, we talk about really good key points, whether the Wiggins should be traveling with Chase or if we'll see either four defensive tackles or maybe we'll have Peoples be activated this week.
Yeah, it'd be actually four nose tackles because they that's what they did last week. And they did, to their credit, they really shut down the Steelers' run game, which was exciting. But they didn't get any pressure on Rodgers. Not that it's easy to do anyway because the ball's out quickly all the time with Rodgers. So it's hard to get those pressures. But anyway, let's move on to the offense here and start us off.
Yep. First matchup for this week on the offense is the Ravens' extended run game versus the Bengals' Bengals' run looks. It's going to be crucial for us not to run into these heavy box looks, knowing that we're probably going to get a cloud or 1 or 2 yards in a cloud of dust. It's going to be crucial that we be creative. We've seen instances where Lamar does a play action fake, turn your back play action fake, and then Henry just does a quick hitch and he has a lead blocker, whether it's your guard or a tight end, and now he's off to the races in space. Continuing to have different plays like that, whether it be the screen game, jailbreak screen. Specifically, I want to see Henry just get the ball in his hands out in space. I know he had a crucial drop last week where he could have had a lot of yak, but I know Lamar could have put it a little bit better for him, a better spot for him, but more plays like that where he can get into space, comparative to when he gets the handoff and he's getting his feet checked in the backfield. I really want him to just immediately start going downhill and deliver some punishment to these defenders.
Yeah, totally with you on that. And I would blame Lamar for each of the bad throws in the last two games. Not all of them, but each of the two that went to running backs to the left side on the screen, one to Mitchell that was well short, and that was going to be a 20 or 25-yard gain. This last one to Henry looked like 20 or 25 yards at least. And you know, Henry is going to run somebody over probably, and Mitchell is going to make somebody miss. And that's what the Ravens want. They want the ball in space. I think it's additionally possible that the Bengals going for more crowding of the line of scrimmage in a game like this where the weather is tough. And after just 2 weeks ago, they watched Lamar have so much trouble finding his targets. And that was not a particularly cold game. You know, that game was, it was 38 degrees or something probably in Baltimore for that game. We're going to be at 12, you know, at game time for this one. Some people are saying it's going to be the coldest game in Ravens history, which I don't believe is true. I think the Mile High Miracle was colder. And I can tell you, for sitting in that, in those stands through two overtimes, it was a hell of a cold game to be there.
Or even the Atlanta game.
Like, yeah, the Atlanta game at home. That was like 14 degrees or some such. But anyway, Cincinnati's used to cold weather. Is one of the things the Ravens have to face. I'll get back to that a little later in one of my things. You brought up a lot of good ways. I don't want to restrict it to throwing to the running backs. I'd like to see the ball go out to some wide receivers. Try some wide receiver screens again with this team. You got good blockers. Wallace or Walker, if he's on the field, either one of those can really help you. I think it's something DeAndre Hopkins can help you with if you want to get the ball to Flowers in that situation. Normally, I'm really big on having Flowers be going down the field, but Flowers is going to have to be wherever he's needed in a game like this where weather might be impacting throws that you know go 15 or 20 yards.
I definitely agree.
All right, I'll move on to mine, which is the Ravens' interior offensive line and their duo slash point of attack schemes for running the football. They're going to have to make use of the power game. And this is where Cincinnati is quite weak on the defensive line. They have one decent player, and that's BJ Hill. After that, they have Jenkins and Slayton, who are not particularly good defensive linemen. Jenkins is a rookie, so he's got some runway to work with in terms of getting better. But those guys can be moved. And they've got to be trying to do so on a play-by-play basis. We saw on that first drive in particular the last week, we saw outstanding movement from the interior offensive line of the Ravens. I know Daniel Faalele did not have a good game. I'm not claiming he did, but he had three highlight blocks on the first five plays in that game. And if you want to see what you hoped Daniel Faalele would be as a run blocker, given his size, that was it. I mean, that was it. And that was his last game. So would love to see that generated.
And he has his moments. I think we do dump on him a lot, but he has his moments where you're like, wow, okay, I see what the coaching staff is they're seeing in him, but it's just those plays where he looks clueless that we have the issue with, because there are plays he's climbing to the second level. He's getting his double team established and then getting to the second level. You're like, okay, this is what we need. But then you'll see situations where he's running a play action pass set, and then it's a straight drop back, and he's just Olaying the D tackle, and it's tough. But I just know that we can't go through this another year. It has to be something next year. We cannot re-sign Daniel Faalele and expect Lamar to be satisfied. Lamar is going to throw a fit next year if we keep these two guards. I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to hold that as a negotiation power with DaCosta, because it's hard for him. It doesn't make sense for him to re-sign with this franchise.
Well, he's got 2 years left in Baltimore, and with the Ravens really need him to extend now. It's true, but they also are in a position where Voorhees is a guy they've got to get Lamar on the same side as, because he's got 2 years left of runway. Faalele, I don't think anybody's saying that he should be re-signed. I think that he'll go. And if you did bring a player like Faalele back, you'd be bringing him back to be the Ben Cleveland of the team. And since I think somebody else is going to pay him significant money, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, Faalele is a 25th to 30th percentile guard right now in this league. He was about a 50th percentile guard early in this year. He finished last year much higher than that in terms of who he was for those last five games. he's let me down in a big way in terms of what I'd hoped he would be this year. He also hasn't been quite as bad as everybody says he's been. So that's where it gets funny. By the way, if you want to try and have the argument over, I guess it would be the who's got the smaller dick argument, if you're talking about this, between your guards and Miami's guard. Have that with a Miami fan, because they've got two of the worst guards, Cole Strange and Josh Sabainaya, that you'll ever see. And they made
our defensive line look all world when we played them. So and we haven't heard anything since then from our D-line.
Anything I want to say? Yeah, they need to climb effectively again off the defensive tackles. Get movement. You know, do as good a job as you can. Get the guy off his pins. If it's not usually a problem when Linderbaum is the climber, it's usually a problem when Falele or Voorhees climbs. Voorhees has some solid mobility. He's done fine on pull blocks and whatnot. But the guys,
his balance. He's always falling.
There's a fair amount of slippage there. Yes. And Falele, it's more indecisiveness is the issue.
Yes.
We see various things. Anyway, they also need Ricard to deliver key blocks. They've got three inside linebackers right behind those defensive tackles who are not particularly good. Logan Wilson is their best player, and Carter and Burks are very substandard in terms of run defense, in terms of really everything. But you definitely want to make sure you take care of Logan Wilson on a snap-by-snap basis.
Yeah, definitely agree. It's going to be interesting in terms of, have you heard anything about Mitchell? He might not go this week, right? With his
knee. I thought he was good. He was a full go yesterday. I didn't hear today whether he's full go or not. I know the one guy they had that was potentially not a full go was Bateman.
Okay. That's fine. I think the main thing is that we need to see more inclusion of Justice Hill in the beginning of the game, like we saw Justice Hill. I'm sorry. Keaton Mitchell. We want to see Kate Mitchell involved early.
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code RAVENS. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The game plan like we did last week, kind of break the game open in terms of when Henry comes in the game, it's a different style. Obviously, we want to see different pace whenever we have a backfield, but this is a special type of pace because Henry has speed, not like Mitchell, but it's dang near close when he gets going. So I think last week when we had those big holes backside where Rogers kind of just collapsing the end, or I saw Ricard really collapse the end and give Derek the ability to just cut back. More of those chances with the inside or outside zone, getting the blocking scheme up and then letting the running backs make the one cut back side. Exactly. So I think our power run game needs to just be man-based, but when we do run those zone schemes, just giving the running back the freedom to cut back. There was one play where Keaton did have a chance to hit the backside hole, but he decided to just go straight down the middle. I was confused because if that was Henry, he'd probably still be running backside. But it all comes with time with Keaton. He hasn't really had a full season of NFL football, to be honest.
It all put together, yeah.
Exactly. So it's been hard for him. It's just time. It's just getting in the flow of the game. And then once hopefully we get into the playoffs and we get these last 4 weeks must-win games, getting into the postseason, it will be crucial for him to see those holes and take that cut back, man. All right, so moving on to my next part or my next matchup for this week, I have the Ravens versus themselves. That's been the common theme this year. I feel like we take one step forward and take two steps back with either a penalty or a self-inflicted wound. Mainly the issue this year has been the slow starts to the offense, whether it be the scripted plays by Monken or just the execution being layman. We're able to drive down the field on the first drive, but after that, it's a struggle until we get to the two-minute drill before the half. I don't know what it is in between those, that just downtime of the first drive until the first two-minute drive of the first half. I think it really starts with Monken just trusting Henry. I can tell when Henry gets out of the game, he seems to get frustrated because he might be in one play and then he's out and it's Mitchell or Ali. And I can tell he wants to get more and more burn as the game progresses. So I think we need to continue to lean on Henry, especially in these cold weather games. But the Ravens cannot get in their own way if they want to have a winning streak and get into the postseason. And it really starts with this game. Like the last game against Cincinnati, we had 5 turnovers. You can't do that. There's no NFL game you can win where you turn the ball five times. And we didn't even make them turn the ball over one time, did we?
Nope. No, they did. Travis Jones had a forced fumble. But yeah.
Oh, but that was so late in the game where it was like we kind of forgot. But really, just making sure the Ravens do what they have to do, not beat themselves. And I think we could easily beat the Cincinnati team basically how we did last Thursday night on Thanksgiving.
All right. So going back to what you said about the first drive, I wanted to point out the defense here as well, even though we're doing the offense show. We had a show recently. Brandon Croxton came up with data in terms of what the Ravens defense had done on the first drive. And they've made opposing offenses look like the 2007 Patriots on the first drive, literally like 3.4 points per drive, as opposed to 3.37 for the 2007 Patriots, who are the all-time record holders in that category, by the way. And after that, the Ravens have been very effective. Now, I don't know whether that is a good point for Orr in terms of adaptability, or a bad point for Orr in terms of game planning, or if some of this really belongs on the advanced scouting group or failing to like point out tendencies or how the a team like the Bengals might break tendencies, for example, on the first drive. To me, they're extremely predictable is not the right word, but they have a large portion of their offense goes through ball out quick to the outside when they play the Ravens. That's what they do. It's an extension of the run game. It's they don't really want to fight the Ravens between the tackles because their offensive line just isn't up to it. They have a couple of guards who are both rookies, and I'm not sure that they're both playing anymore. I'm not sure Jalen Rivers is still playing, but Dylan Fairchild is a rookie out of Georgia. He's just okay. And they have on the other side, Jalen Rivers, who's been terrible. And he may even be hurt at this point too. And Karras is their center. He's okay, but he's nothing special. So the Ravens should be able to control the middle of the offensive line, which means we're again going to see the ball go to the outside, and the Ravens have to find a way to defend that. And you know, we're talking about the offense now, so I want to get back to it. But there's so many ways in which this team can't afford to be who they've been so far this season and beat themselves. I thought that was worth mentioning.
100%.
All right, let me go on. I think one of the biggest things is going to be the Ravens versus the weather in this game. Now, Lamar Jackson has a great record in December of piling up wins and a pretty good touchdown to interception ratio in December, but they have to find a way to hold on to the football, and that means fumbles and it means interceptions both. Every turnover is just giving Cincinnati a really good opportunity to win the game. You put all the turnovers together in this last game. Obviously, it was more than the 18-point difference in the game. They just need to avoid turning the football over. They need to operate the offense, I think, more for keeping up with the sticks than explosion. I think I want to see a game that's more about keep away than trying to get 30- and 40-yard plays. I'm not saying they can't ever get a 30-, 40-yard play. I'm fine with it. And you have to punish a team that's crowding the line of scrimmage if that's what they decide to do to the Ravens. But if they play a normal stand-off-the-ball kind of game like the Steelers just did against the Ravens, I want to punish them with the run for the whole game. Yes. I want to punish them with the pass as an extension of the run. So I got a couple more things. I'll let you get in here, and then I'll jump in with my last couple points about it.
No, completely agree. In these kind of weather games, you cannot – well, let's be honest. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, especially in the AFC, you have to be able to throw the ball in the cold weather. This is the game to get prepped for that. And then we have a game against Green Bay as well to get prepped for that too. So it's not like this isn't an opportunity for Lamar to continue to work on his cold game throwing. He needs to do that as well. But like you said, leaning on Henry just makes his job a lot easier throwing the ball down the field, especially when those linebackers come up on the play action fake and you have Zay running those crossers. It just becomes bread and water at that point because there's so much separation for Zay over the middle. And then if Bateman's a go, I want to continue to see him get these on schedule throws, because in the cold, that's what wins, on schedule. We had a big run, I think it was either with Mitchell or Henry.
Oh, we might have lost Fraser here.
Like, turn your...
All right, we're having some problem with your microphone there, Fraser. I'm gonna go ahead with my last couple points here, then we'll see if you're fixed here. But I think they need to use the tight ends, Flowers and Walker, to throw over the defense if the Bengals overcommit to the run. I've said that. But the other thing is about field goals in this game. They're going to have more relative value in theory in a game like this, where the scoring should be limited by the weather, but they'll also be harder to make. So I don't think they can be leaning on field goals alone as the option. And they need to have better field position coming off kicks and punts in this game. They've been giving away a lot of short fields to their opponents. It's very frustrating. It leads to these 20-yard field goal drives, which is just, that's not going to get it done.
Yep, completely agree.
All right. Frazier, always a pleasure doing the show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, thanks so much for listening. If you want to do the show a favor, give us a 5-star 50-word review on your favorite podcast platform. Otherwise, tell that one person who hasn't found this show yet about it and then how they can find it. For Frazier Tappar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.